So this is a lovely book of a children's collection of fabrics, and there are also wallpapers to match with all our favourite characters, Winnie the Pooh, Thomas the Tank Engine. It's a lovely collection. You see, in this case, the patterns are held together as a bunch by being glued to a woodblock, which, again, it's very traditional craft stuff, glue and wood, not something you'd expect in modern manufacturing. But it's the best and most cost-effective way of doing the job.
I mean, with something like this, you can't automate it too much, can you? Because they've got to be so precisely done in a particular order.
It's very difficult to automate. There are certain elements you can, but essentially every book's different. The run lengths vary from 50 to 5,000. We'll be producing half a dozen different books every day. So you need that flexibility and responsiveness, and there's nothing more flexible than a skilled operator and a good pair of hands. This is in fact a wallpaper book, but here it's been stitched together to make the bunch. Oh, Leslie's going to be on her best behaviour today.
Leslie, can I have a word with you?
Yeah.
How many do you do a day?
All depends how big a book is.
Yeah.
All depends. If it's a big book, you won't do many. If it's a little book, you'll do a lot.
So instead of automating the actual process, what we've tried to do to introduce modern manufacturing techniques is be more sophisticated about the systems around the craft of making the book. So how do you manage all these varying demands and complexities of different products all being produced at the same time? The staff need to have the skills to be able to jump from one task to another at no notice. It's one of the most complicated manufacturing businesses I've been involved in, and yet it's very traditional.
So it is, yes.
You would think, as I did when I joined the business 7 years ago, that this is the sort of activity that really ought to be taking place in the Far East or Eastern Europe. But it doesn't, and it doesn't because the customers need these books quickly, and there's no better way than doing it close to home. And being here in Cambridgeshire, it's very convenient for us that we have a good pool of available labour on our doorstep. We've got a mix of lots of experienced staff who've grown up with the business, some of whom came with the business from March back in 73. More recently, we've got lots of Eastern Europeans. Probably a third of the workforce is now Eastern European. Well, it's over 100 years old and has gone through four generations so far of the Pike family. Originally in London, and moved to March in, the 50s, and then from March to Wisbeach in 1973, where we've been now for, 38 years? And until recently we had two premises, and the big thing this year was moving into one site, 50,000 square feet. It's made a huge difference to the business.
Just a minute, though. Don't run away.
I was telling Carol here from BBC Radio Cambridgeshire about how some of our staff move with the business from March and still travel from March.
I've been here 46 years.
Why?
Because I enjoy it and I like the work. It's challenging. I mean, even now we're learning new things with the blinds and everything. I'm learning new techniques. I'm got to work out how to do new books. And it's always interesting. It's always fascinating.
Dave, when you started, what did you start as?
I started as a trainee guillotine operator.
And what are you now?
We had to invent a job title that covered everything he does, and it's a very long job title because he does an awful lot of things.
I do lots of things, and I get lots of people out of lots of holes, basically.
How many books do you make a year?
About 250,000, I would say.